Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
I am joined with Andrew from Percy Flores. How's it going?
Oh, good evening, you spicy little tui birds. I'm doing exponentially well.
That is so good to hear. And now you and your band are hailing from all the way in Oz, over in Byron Bay, is it right?
That's right, yeah. We're living around the Northern Rivers, yeah, in Bundjalung country, which is, yeah, like 15, 20 minutes away from Byron Bay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Very nice. How's the weather over there treating you?
Oh, well, I'm actually on a road trip at the moment.
Ooh.
So, well, I'm currently driving into the sunset, so it's really lovely where I am.
Oh, that sounds so nice. I must say, Dunedin here, we've been battling the cold weather, so I've been listening to a lot of your music to just get that warm sunshine feel coming through this awful winter that's about to come.
I hope the psychedelic sunshine rock is sitting well with your stomach there, Charlotte.
Oh, it definitely is. And now you and your band, as we've kind of mentioned, very psychedelic-y, surf rock, kind of school funk, all of that jazz kind of music that you make. Gorgeous stuff. You just released a EP a few weeks ago. How's the response been on the EP?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, eh? It's actually funny because they're kind of just four singles off the next album that have kind of been put together as an EP before it came out. But yeah, man, it's been real cool. Like, hearing people receive them in different lights, because I guess all those four songs that have already come out are, like, you know, quite a different array from each other, which is cool. So to get people receiving, like, the vast majority of it is freaking awesome. So yeah, frothing so far.
Yeah, for sure. I must say I've been absolutely loving the new tunes, and kind of like you mentioned, I guess they've been, some of the singles have been out for a little while now, but just to have it in a nice little pocket EP where you can just listen in order, flows great, sounds great.
For sure.
Yeah, and
cool. Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, I saw as well, you guys released a music video as well for the track Intergalactic Romance, which is a very, very cool video. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about the kind of inspirations in the making process behind the music video? Because I'm a sucker for music videos, and that one was just super cool.
Sick. Well, we kind of had this, the flirty idea of, like, well, I guess what the song is about is falling in love with a flight attendant. And then you kind of get that instead of just going to your destination, you get to go off into space, right? That's the ideal world. And then so we were like, freaking going to do the film clip. And I was like, we got to get a plane. We got to get a plane. And so I hit up a skydiving place in Byron.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were keen, and they did it. And they did it out of the kindness of their heart. And then we metaphorically went to space and got it all done, and it felt good. So, yeah, froth it.
Yeah.
It was good.
No, it looks so, so sick. And so obviously that track was part of the EP that you released as well. And we've kind of, little birdies told me you've got an album on the horizon as well. Very, very exciting stuff. Yeah. Can you tell us, I know it's not released yet, so you can't give too much away, but what can we expect from this new album that's being released in the works?
Hibiscus Radio is the name of the next album, and it is out next Thursday. And it is a portal to another world, another language that is evoked by psychedelia, jazz, sunshine, and of course, flowers.
Mean, that sounds so cool. I must say, because you guys started out in 2020, already have two albums out, and now I've got this third one coming out real soon, which is pretty amazing stuff. Very excited to hear the new release next week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and now can you just give us like a little bit of a background to all us folk here in New Zealand? How did you guys all get together, start this band back in 2020, grim time. Meanwhile, it birthed this amazing psychedelic-y, fun, sunshine band. How did you guys all get together?
Well, we've kind of had a few different little outfits that have happened, but I guess how this one kind of originated was the original drummer dropped out, and then I was kind of the only one left standing, and I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I should keep doing it. And then someone kind of pushed me to keep doing it. And then we got a bass man, and then we're like, oh, we need a drummer. And then Jacko, who's actually Kiwi, the beautiful man, he fell together really good. Well, and we're like, oh, we want a guitarist. And we're like, it'd be so awesome to find another guitarist. And then we're like, search around the place, and does anyone know of anyone? And then one of the boys said, oh, I know someone. And that was Nicole. And we watched a video of her play guitar, and we were like, yeah, oh man, she's in. And then we messaged her, and she was keen for a jam, and we all had our first jam, and it was just on. And it felt like cosmic synergy. It was in a garage in Lennox Head.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just kind of took flight from there.
Yeah, nice. That sounds very cool. A nice positive outcome from the year of 2020, which we don't like to talk about very much because it wasn't the best.
You know, it's funny because, you know, in Bayern where we were living, we were actually in this weird, like, kind of beautiful haze where we were getting paid for the government and surfing, and it was kind of somewhat okay for me, yeah. But yes, it was
that would be a nice place to be for sure during that time.
A nice place to be. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, also, so you've kind of mentioned how you guys started out, and you obviously started doing a jam and it worked together really well. For your music that you do release, which is quite a lot at the moment for just the last 4 years, what kind of goes into the writing process behind your tracks?
Yes, sick. Well, it's interesting. I think how it's kind of formed, like, in the last little while is purely jam. Like, you know, we meet up in... I guess the last body of work, a lot of it was made outside around, you know, looking over the hills and whatever else of where we lived in Northern Rivers and beautiful landscapes and whatever else. And we just kind of, yeah, indulge with each other and connect in that way and see what comes out. And I think the best material we've come up with is come from a jam and very spontaneously existing. And, you know, sometimes with the... with some magical potions and sometimes with the sunshine, and it just comes out. So it's really cool.
Wow, sounds very fun. I mean, it comes across amazing in what you release. Awesome sound to the music that you're putting out there. Again, so excited for this album to come out. And now...
You're a legend.
And I saw you guys played in New Zealand. Was it earlier last year? Was that right?
It was 2022, we came over and we played a festival called Cora Bombora.
Yes, nice.
Which is like far out Brussels sprout. That was one of the coolest music festivals I've ever been to.
Yeah, I've never gone, but it looks cool.
Man, it's so cool. And like, yeah, and we played in Auckland, and we played in Rags.
Nice.
And we played in Mount Maunganui, and we also played in Gizzy.
Nice, good stuff. And so... I mean, that was a wee while ago now. Is there any chance for this album or something? Can we expect to see you in New Zealand again?
Pundi P, hopefully over summer for sure, because me and Jacko have been frothing Dunedin. Oh, man, I wanted to come to Dunedin like since I heard out about Marlon's Dream.
I just heard about
that kind of like that new revolution. And I was like, man, I need to go there.
Yeah, so, it's a nice spot
over summer,
for sure. Yeah.
Let's go. I'm so keen to go to Dunedin. Get some waves, have some fun, meet some beautiful people.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a nice place, especially in summer. It does get really nice. At the moment, we're a little bit dark, cold. Not as nice to be, but definitely in summertime is the time to come. Very, very exciting.
Radiate the sunshine from within, people of Dunedin. You can do
it. Yes, of course. Definitely, that's what kind of gets you through these winters here. It gets pretty grim, but hey, we're all in it together. We're listening to beautiful sunshine music from bands like yourself to just get the warmth going.
Hell yeah, Charlotte.
Well, thank you so much for coming and joining me on the show today, all the way from Oz in the midst of your road trip. Sounds like an awesome awesome time. And very exciting stuff to hear about this new album that's going to be released and a possible visit to New Zealand.
Hell yeah, let's do it. Thank you so much for having us, me and the band in spirit on your show.
Thanks so much for joining me. I have got Round the Twist from Passy Flores queued up for your listening now. I hope you enjoy and keep it locked on the one.
Have you ever felt like this? When strange things happen, are you going round the twist? Have you ever felt like this?
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.